with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters reporting. Former President Trump and his attorneys attacked the judge and the state attorney general at his fraud trial today in New York. Alina Haba, a lawyer for Trump, says she does not appreciate the way the judge treated her in court.
I was told to sit down today. I was yelled at, and I've had a judge who is unhinged slamming a table. Let me be very clear. I don't tolerate that in my life. I'm not going to tolerate it here.
In his testimony on the stand today, Trump said he was more of an expert than anyone on real estate and acknowledged helping assemble documents stating the value of his properties. Senate Republicans are proposing solutions to the southern border crisis they say should be attached to a bill that provides new funding for Ukraine. Bob Agnew reports.
The effort is being led by Republican Senators Lindsey Graham, Tom Cotton, and James Lankford. Senator Graham says President Biden's border policies are not working and that it's time for a change. Quote, our proposal makes the necessary changes that our country needs at this critical time. Among the GOP demands that the Department of Homeland Security restart work on the border wall, higher pay for border agents, and reforms in U.S. asylum laws. All proposals expected to be rejected by Democrats. Bob Agnew reporting.
Hundreds of protesters calling for a ceasefire in Gaza are blocking traffic at the port of Tacoma, where a military supply ship had recently arrived. Organizers say they were targeting the Cape Orlando vessel on Tuesday based on confidential information that it was to be loaded with weapons bound for Israel to be used in the Israel-Hamas war. Those claims could not immediately be corroborated. The Department of Defense has confirmed that the ship is supporting the movement of U.S. military cargo. On Wall Street, the Dow by 34 points. This is SRN News. A big campaign to help the homeless is underway in Colorado.
The Denver Mattress Company will donate $15 for every mattress it sells in November to CityGate Network, an association of just over 300 Christian homeless shelters across the country. The company will do a dollar-for-dollar match in each sale of up to $150,000. CityGate Rescue Missions provide food and shelter to homeless people, as well as share the gospel with them. They also help with drug treatment and job training. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
President Biden's reelection campaign is outlining a plan to retain the White House by framing the 2024 race around many of the same themes it used in 2020, abortion and transgenderism. A strategy memo obtained by the Associated Press indicates the Biden campaign intends to basically present the same message that it did 4 years ago and assumes that former President Trump will be the opponent. This is SRN News. There's a new warning about decals that are put on steering wheels.
U.S. regulators are warning drivers not to use aftermarket decals used to embellish a car's logo on the center of its steering wheel. Those metal or plastic emblems with an adhesive back can cause serious injury if ejected when the airbag deploys in a crash. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says at least one driver lost sight in one eye after an aftermarket decal covered in rhinestones became dislodged from the wheel during a crash and hit them in the face. Consumers who are currently using these emblems are also being asked to remove them. I'm Shirley Adler.
Teachers in Portland, Oregon have entered the fourth day of a strike. Schools remain closed Monday after negotiations between the teachers' union and the district failed to advance over the weekend. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.